The last time I saw Justin was on November 12th. I was driving here, bringing him to work at Dollar Tree. The last time I talked to him was the night of the November 19th. He was eating spaghetti at his girlfriend's parents' house and said he was going to work the next morning. That's the last time I talked to him.
Were there any specific places that he would routinely go, maybe to Murfreesboro, to Nashville, anywhere like that?
No, he walked. He'd go to work or go home. I don't know many of his friends, so.
Did he live close to the Dollar Tree?
He lived out here by the Air Force Base with his girlfriend's parents and her.
And what has she said about him being missing?
She said she doesn't know. She's kind of unpredictable, too.
And what is Justin like?
He's fun. He's a good kid. He's a good kid, other than some stupid bad habits, but everybody has them. But he's a good kid.
Did he grow up here in Manchester?
No. He grew up in Fort Lauderdale. We moved here from Fort Lauderdale maybe about 12 years ago.
Okay. And then you're his sister.
Yes.
How far apart are you guys in age?
He is 27 and I'm 16, but he's a little bit older than me, but regardless, me and him have always been really close. We did everything together. You know, he's my big brother, so.
And when's the last time you talked to him?
On my birthday. He actually had texted and said, you know, happy birthday, little sis. And he, unfortunately, he couldn't make it, but, you know, I understand, so.
What are some things that you would describe about him that would make him stand out, maybe?
He never missed calling on holidays.
Yeah, he always called us. He was so kind to everybody, and regardless of how people saw him, you know, outwardly, he was such a kind-hearted person with a huge heart, and he would do anything for anybody. He really would. And he's just an amazing person overall, and I just wish people could see that.
So do you have any ideas where he may have gone, or any thoughts?
Not really. I don't know. I feel like he would have told us if he were to go somewhere.
He would have called Christmas or Thanksgiving. He had a bad habit. He had a bad habit of air duster, keyboard cleaner. But me and Clarissa came out here and we looked through ditches, we looked in tunnels. We've looked everywhere that we could. But there's nothing.
What have police told you?
They've just followed any lead that they've heard.
Have they had any leads?
One day, his ex-wife's sister-in-law said that she saw him walking down the boulevard in Winchester. And it was not true. They said they were 98.9% sure. But he was walking with another girl, but it wasn't him. And there's rumors going around right now that he's up Mont Eagle working construction. However, Justin would have called us on Christmas. He doesn't miss it. He doesn't miss calling us on Christmas. Birthdays. Now, my birthday's January 22nd, so this is another hope. Is he going to call me or send me a note?
And have you got any other children other than your daughter and your son?
Yes, an older daughter, Jessica. They're 21 months apart.
So were they close?
Not really. I mean, they talk, but he's really close to me and her. He would never go without talking to us. He wouldn't go this long.